This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
And this is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation.
Yes, sir. Every time you say that, I think of that DLC. Is it funky enough? And to start off,
Shout out to DLC.
DLC was on his way, man.
Anyway, we always seem to just shut down whatever momentum we got.
Shout out to that man. I mean, you know, DLC was cracking.
The Formula is still one of the illest beats of all time.
That whole album.
I gotta go back. Everybody says, I think you said that. A couple people said that whole album is crazy. I gotta go back and give it a full listen.
Yeah, you could hear when you listen to that album, you could hear who DLC wrote for in NWA, because you'll hear their style in his style. You know what I'm saying? So you'll hear a lot of that, MC Ren in there.
He wrote for MC Ren too.
A lot of Easy. He wrote for everybody for a minute. I mean, you know.
Not Cube, though.
No, not Cube. But when Cube left, he took over the writing duties.
I don't know why I always thought that Ren was a rapper, like a writer as well. I thought he wrote his own bars.
He probably did. But if you listen to his cadences, then sometimes he rap a lot like the DOC. Which leads me to believe, you know.
Shout out to the DOC. Shout out to NWA. Shout out to this Gatorade we sipping. This shit is hot as fuck. This shit tastes refreshing. This shit tastes like it got liquor in it.
Gatorade is branded on refreshing.
Yeah, they did it. This shit, it changed my whole attitude.
What was your attitude coming
in? Wasn't bad, but I was definitely, it was humidity affected.
No doubt.
It was,
yeah, I was affected as well. That's why I stopped at the store to grab some.
Yeah, this was a...
The big bottles of them shits.
Yeah, this shit make a nigga feel like an athlete. I ain't done nothing athletic today at all.
But sweat.
Yep.
That's it.
Anyway, what's up, man?
Man, you know, out here living, man.
Yeah.
Working hard, you know what I'm saying? Going through it, you know.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, what we do? We didn't do any real activities, but it was good. Hung out with the kids and shit.
Okay.
I can't, like, it's summertime, so it's hard to tell.
When
the weekend is,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
This weekend, my daughter had a tennis tournament, which was interesting.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So she went to a camp last summer, and then she went back this summer. So this time they having, like, tournaments and shit. So is
she good?
Not yet.
Nah, but she like it?
She like it so far. I mean, you know, I watched her match. It wasn't, you know, I mean, they, you know, it's like the beginner. So it's like, if you don't, whoever wins the serve wins, basically.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like a volley back and forth. Not yet.
It's one and done.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? If you serve it, it land in the right box within the right lines. 9 times out of 10, the other side ain't going to hit it back. Or if they do, it's going to be too hard and out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's really, they just really getting it going, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't there yet.
Tennis is way more physically demanding than it looks. That shit is, like, you got to stay loose. It's suicides. It's hand eye. Yeah. It's a lot of almost nonstop movement.
Yeah, and then you don't know which way it's coming, so, you know.
Yeah.
You might be going one way, and then, you know, they hitting it another way. You got to stop on a dime, switch back.
You got to be nice. And you might have to go forward and go backwards. I tried to play tennis a couple times. That shit was, that wasn't my thing.
I played leisurely.
I like that lifestyle. You know what I mean? I like the tennis.
Like feline elite.
Yeah, I like all of that shit. I like how it look. It look cool. That shit look fly. Yeah, all that sweating and all of that fucking, I ain't done that in a minute. It's you know, I would actually try it again, because It's such a fun looking sport, though.
Yeah, it's cool once you going. I mm-hmm. haven't played in a long time, and I wasn't necessarily ever good, but you know, a leisurely match. You know what I'm saying? I could deal with that.
Right. Oh, really?
Just a leisure, not against a motherfucker who really know what
they
doing.
You own a racket?
Not no more. I did.
See,
but see, growing up, I had a racket.
Even that looked kind of fly. You know what I mean? Like a racket looked kind of, you know, the aesthetic of it all is fly.
But I didn't take the racket to college.
Oh,
so yeah, that was
that's where it ended.
That's where it ended. When we got to school, it was, I guess, fam, you had a tennis team because my homeboy Richard Watts played on the tennis squad.
Uh-huh.
So he always had his racket and shit.
That's fine.
But I guess they was good, I guess. Yeah. He played for real.
Yeah, he stuck to it.
Wasn't really doing a lot of leisurely things.
Right.
I was telling somebody that shit yesterday.
Doing no leisurely shit?
Nah, about my, me investing in my celebratory self and shit.
Yeah, how's that going?
I was going pretty good, but you know what I'm saying? Like when I told it to like a group of outsiders who don't, you know what I'm saying? Not my day-to-day people. Just, you know what I mean? People who I know that, you know what I'm saying? That don't know me,
mm-hmm.
but they know me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Know me enough to, you know, sit, have a conversation, but uh-huh. don't know my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was saying that. This was mm-hmm. last night. Mm-hmm. I was saying that shit. They were like, what do you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me an example. And it was hard to break down one example of what I'm doing to, you know what I'm saying, actually.
Because
uh-huh. everything that you think to say sounds like some regular shit everybody do anyway. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like
it's a celebration.
It's like a stretch out for me. You know what I mean? Like I say, I'm so far removed from family and close, you know what I'm saying, people right. you grew up with and shit like that. So it's like you're not making it to all the birthday parties right. and the graduations and the this's and the that's. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So for me to say, yeah, shit, I went to Atlanta to go to my niece's graduation.
Right.
That shit like, nigga.
And
you supposed to do that.
And but, that shit, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't had no respect for my growth.
Before that would have been a text. That'd have been a card.
It would have been a text, a card, you know what I'm saying? A call.
Uh-huh.
But you know what I'm saying? To put five people on plane.
Right.
To make it out for that on a weekend. That's a bit much.
Celebrating life.
That's a real celebration.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's shit. That's a hell of a that's an investment.
What do you think changed?
I wanted to change. I wanted to be more. We talked about it. I wanted to be more celebratory.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. I changed. I you know you look at it, you start looking at shit, and everything you just being pushed and pulled by work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you hear you there, but that's work, you know? And when do you push your own, when do you curate your own life
right.
outside of the work that you curated? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For so long, curating the work has been, you know, the challenge and the excitement and the, you know. But now it's kind of like, all right, you got to do that across the board in all facets.
Right.
And for me, looking at it when it's not there, it's kind of like, you know, you start to look back like, damn, I missed a lot of that. You see somebody, one of your people on Facebook that graduated and shit, like, damn, I met, last time I seen them, they was 3 years old and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Yeah.
I ain't did shit.
I guess so.
Like I said, you like see how that face you made. It's like, yeah, you did shit, but
yeah.
I ain't do it all the way across the board.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's shit that I need to add to the gallery of life.
Right, I could dig it. Some other events in the decathlon.
Yeah, just do shit just to do it, as opposed to, you know, everything being business or you know.
I hear that. How'd you do? So what else you been doing? You got
see that is like I said.
Everybody want
to
know.
So I don't have no real answers to that because everything is such. It's like these little incremental steps that sound like bullshit. Like I ain't throw no big ass party. I ain't throw no big ass party for myself. Or I ain't buy myself a Rolex or you know what I mean shit like that. It's just simple shit that I try to incorporate. Like I'm saying, being present day to day.
Right.
Day for day, you
right.
know what I mean? Not just in your physical, not just I'm home, but, you know, curating that being home and what that experience is like right. for everybody in your house and everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's like, okay, shit, this is what we got to do. Let's do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you James Evans around this bitch.
Because you're just checking off a list.
You know what I'm saying?
Get it done. James Evans around this bitch. Damn, James. Oh, man.
So, you know. So it was interesting to see the reactions to it. So now I gotta really flesh it all the way out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? It'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Shit.
What's good with you?
I'm chilling, man. I can't complain. I see, to your point, how you say you want to be more celebratory. I'm trying to examine what I like in life. You know what I mean? Like, what I like.
Yeah, that's part of it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even listen back to last week's episode, but I know in the moment, I felt a bit contrary. I felt like I was hating on a lot of shit. I wasn't hating on shit. I just had pointed opinions about shit, and I wasn't really feeling a lot of shit. But I was talking to my lady, and she was like, sometimes I don't know what you like. You know what I mean? It just, in general, sometimes, you know.
I said that. Whether it's last week or the week before, it was like, it's hard to say what you really like.
Right. You said most people will tell you what they don't like. Right.
You ask them what they like, and they'll tell you what they don't like.
Right. Now, see, I don't know if I'll do that.
No, I ain't saying that you would, but I'm just saying that's a thing.
But it was also made me say, well, what do you like? What type of shit do you like? And then when you, and it's to your point, I don't want to say the same thing, but I know I can kind of find myself being a little self-conscious when I think about what I like, because it's basic ass shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what do you like? I was like, fuck. I like to travel. I like to eat. I like to take photos.
You like food?
I do. I fuck with it.
You like crabs?
I like crabs. Everybody say that shit. You know what's so funny? I like crabs to the point that the last time I ordered some crabs, and I think I put some shit online or whatever, right? And I was like, you know, if a nigga ain't got nothing to say, he'd be like, you know what? The nigga did like crabs.
Hey, it's so funny because when you posted that the other day, was it last week?
Yeah, something like
some crab. You posted some crabs and shit. And I was sitting with somebody, and I was watching my thing.
Yeah.
I was like, boy, D love crabs. And he allergic to them bitches. And they were like, damn, he still eat them. I was like, yeah, he keep his Loratadine on deck.
Yeah.
They were like, damn, that nigga love crabs.
Yeah. Niggas hit me back.
That's on your bio.
Right. Exactly. That's on the rider.
On your recap of life.
It's on my recap and my rider.
No doubt.
Like, make sure we have some Loratadine then, just in case. But I was like, yo, what kind of shit do I like? So I'm trying to pay attention to what I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? And then try to delve deeper into that, whatever that may be. You know?
Right.
So that's what it is. I'm trying to figure that out as we going on. I know I went to go see Sorry to Bother You this weekend.
Yeah, we saw that. That was this weekend. We saw it Friday.
Okay. Yeah. We saw it Friday too.
Where'd you go see it?
AMC 66.
Right.
Where you go? Brooklyn.
I went to the Alamo Draft House.
Okay.
Man, they dope, man. Fuck that. I like them motherfuckers.
Yo, the way you said that shit was like you just came from a meeting with AMC and you was negotiating if you gonna take the deal or not. You was like, you know what? Fuck this shit, nigga. Alamo, actually, I gotta go with Alamo. I mean, you had to speak from my heart.
Nah.
I thought about going to Alamo. Go ahead. Speak on it.
You know what I'm saying? You get there in 30 like the 30 minutes before the film, instead of showing previews and shit like that. They showing shit related to the film you about to watch.
Right.
So they did a whole, it was like, you know, the cat who, from the coop who directed the joint.
Boots Riley.
So they had a whole thing on shit that he done and, you know, old ass films and music videos. Uh-huh. And it was like a retrospective of Boots Riley.
Before
the movie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit. And they did the same thing with Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just because Black Panther was a big release.
Right.
They do their thing.
That's dope. They curated.
Yeah, they curated. Yeah. They make it an experience of the movie you're going to see. Yeah. So it sets you up. Get you ready for, you know, how you know what I'm saying, eclectic this shit about to be.
Mm-hmm. What else is, because I was going to, they have one in Yonkers that I was thinking about going to. And when I looked on the Flixster app, it was saying that it was going to be playing at the Yonkers Alamo Draft House. Because I looked the night before. Because I figured, for whatever reason, I thought tickets was going to go fast. You know what I mean? It just felt like people wanted to go see it, or right. I felt like I heard
people
enough
did.
People.
Yeah, but it's like on the indie, you want to go see it.
Right, exactly. But either way, so then I saw that it didn't turn up on that Alamo Yonka. So instead, I went to the other shit. So beyond the curation, and obviously you're only speaking for the Brooklyn location, what is it? What else do you like about that shit?
Well, it's set up. It's, you know, it's
big seats.
Nice size seats. You got the food. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
A full
menu. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, in the case of Black Panther, they even curated some of the food.
Right.
They got a full bar.
Right.
Like the full bar set up. You right. can order whatever the fuck you want sitting yeah. in there. And it's a bar out in the lobby, like a real bar.
Right.
And then you can order what you want inside of there.
And it brings it to you without fucking up the movie.
Yeah, they you order early, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You try to get your order and then they come in and slide that shit on your table. Uh-huh. It's assigned seats.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I'm like saying? That. That's dope. Yeah. So, you know where you're sitting before, right. you know what I'm saying? Ain't no you don't gotta wait and be set up in the front of the motherfucking right. theater.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit. After that, there ain't much else I need.
All
right,
but
so you roll in, you know, you got your seat, you know exactly where you're sitting. Mm-hmm. You order your food, mm-hmm. get if you're drinking, you order your drink. They got milkshakes and shit, you know, hamburgers, all kind of shit.
Fly shit.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily fly, but
for the movies.
A lot of shit.
Yeah,
and
options.
And for the price you paying for popcorn and a big ass soda that you don't all the way drink at the other shit, yeah. you getting a full-ass situation.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. What so you mean? Like a full-ass
like opinion? A prices is comparable. Like, you spent $18 on a meal and right. shit. You paying that on a large popcorn,
what's
about
the
10.
Meal? What's the meal?
Whatever. Like, the hamburger or the hamburger french fries come with the full shit.
And it's the same price as if you would have done a damn big-ass large popcorn and a large
like,
soda.
Like, the popcorn, like $10.65. Large soda, like $7. Yeah. That's $17.
Yeah, it's about $18.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your drinks is like your like, if it's your $8, your $6, $7 Coke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your beer is the same as it would be at a regular bar. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
$6, $7. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's like, goddamn, get a Coke or a beer. Shit.
Yeah. Yo, you know what's so funny? I was in Spain and that shit, I went to McDonald's, right? Because I'll do that shit sometimes. Shit, you know, just to ground me. It's like an embassy. So I go to McDonald's and shit, and I get a combo, and I was waiting on some type of like a iced tea situation. The iced tea, the gun, the shit was dry. The shit, they had to redo the thing and it was going to take a minute. So they was like, so we don't have anything else. You want anything else? You could have any of the other sodas. You could have water, got beer. I said, wait, you got beer? She's like, yeah, you got beer. I was like, let me get a beer. They just put a fucking beer together for you for the same price as what you would have got the soda for.
I was like, fuck out of here.
Absolutely. That shit just, that's part of the fucking, the combo.
Yeah.
That shit was kind of cool. So anyway, what you think of the movie?
I thought the movie was good.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know, it gets weird, but I expected it to get weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was going to get weirder than it got.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, the messaging and all that was on point.
Yeah.
I fucked with it.
That shit was dope.
I fucked with it.
That shit made me even want to go back and kind of listen to some of the Kool's music. Because I remember when they were out and all of that. And I remember being aware of them peripherally. You know what I mean? Like, I remember they had the whole thing with, they blew up the World Trade Center on one of their album covers right around the time of 9/11. And shit. That was like a big thing. Like, oh, shit. I think they had to Photoshop the whole shit out or whatever.
It was before or after?
It was like, they had done it before, but I think when it dropped, it was like the day. You know what I mean? Horrible timing. And, you know, like that. Like, they were indie, too, so any little bit of pushback of the momentum is just, you know what I'm saying? It was one of those type of legal. Remember back in the day, legal woes would fuck up a whole rap act, boy.
Biz Markie?
Shit. Smith & Wesson.
What happened with them?
I think Smith & Wesson looked like they had to change their shit from Smith & Wesson to the Coco Brothers. Then when it was the Coco Brothers, it was kind of slowed it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but shit, that legal shit changed the whole hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The whole sound changed. Like, you couldn't do a Bomb Squad album no more. You couldn't do You know what I'm saying? All the sampled albums and
Beastie
shit like
Boys type
Beastie
shit.
Boys, Rick Rubin ass shit. You know what I mean? You couldn't do that shit.
Yeah, cut that check.
So then you had to start playing shit.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, it went, you know, hip hop went through that phase of that, you know, everybody couldn't really play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then Dre and them came with the full on instrumentation. Funk bands replaying the shit and all that. It changed everything, man. It changed everything. Hip hop wasn't the same.
I guess so. I feel like samplers come back, though. I don't know what the difference is, but sampler seems like it's coming back.
Most people just doing one loop. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
They not, you know.
It's not that collage type shit.
You're not doing a beat from here and a da 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 from there and
a strum from
there and a hook from here.
Yeah.
Nah, you ain't doing all that no more. You picking and choosing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And trying to get it approved. But that shit crazy. Like, we was doing the music supervision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on Stomp the Yard, we used Let's Go with Lil Jon and Trick Daddy and Lil Jon and shit. And it was like $250,000 to license.
Oh, because it's got that, what group is that?
Is that Steven Tyler now?
Some shit, yeah.
Rock and roll cast.
Yeah.
They own 100% of the motherfuckers published.
Yeah.
So all that money went to them.
Right.
It's like, damn. Like, you just made a record for the, you know what I'm saying, for the look.
Right, basically. Thank you. Good looking out.
You know what I'm saying?
You made a commercial for my publishing.
Exactly. Man, it get heavy like that. So a lot of kids, they rapping and making music and don't know about that publishing shit.
Yeah.
That publishing shit is huge. That's how you get paid.
I read some publishing story recently. I can't remember who, but it was to that point. Somebody unlikely to killing them, and you would have never known.
Right.
Just off the strength of publishing. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, man, I liked it. I liked Sorry to Bother You. I liked that shit a lot, man. I like the old.
Yeah, it's good to.
The metaphor.
Yeah, it is good to get that, you know, that thought process in a creative way with us.
What you mean?
Just a creative way to tell a story, not just straight up and down tell a story in a art movie for black people.
Right. Something left to center. Yeah. They was going like a black Wes Anderson movie or something like
right.
that. Yeah. Which is dope. Which is dope to see more of that shit because there's a fucking audience for that. Cast was crazy. Shit was dope, man. It was a dope ass movie, man. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that shit. It was good.
No doubt.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
What else is going on? I've been holding on to this for a couple of weeks, but I seen this weekend, I guess, some footage or photo of Hov jet skiing.
Oh, everybody's saying that shit.
From 2000, I guess from 2016 came out. It's
been that old?
It's supposedly an old photo. Not just recent. This is from back in the day, but somehow it got hot. And niggas have been turning that shit into a meme machine. It's got him in the little scooter. What's the little rabbit scooter?
The little old people scooter.
Yeah,
the Walmart scooter.
The little Walmart scooter. They got him in the scooter. They got him. They just got him looking crazy. There's like almost like a little a collage of that one. That is one with him diving into the pool. Then there's one of him, like, it's a lot of cautious whole face where he, like, it looked like he's, you know, he's playing it safe in the face.
But, all of the jokes are like, he look like your old man.
Yeah, I guess that's what the jokes are. I guess that's part of the jokes. Yeah, he's washed. They washing him.
Ho was never known for his physicality. You know what I mean?
No.
He always played it real cool. I have a connection with Hov with that shit. Cause I do the same shit. I ain't no, you know, athletic type of, you know what I'm saying, make everything look cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know
don't
saying?
Throw me the basketball.
Right. You throw me the basketball, and I'm going to dribble it two times and pass it back.
Not even going for the shot.
All right. Yeah, blood.
Stay cool, all right?
I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That way they can't judge you.
Yeah.
But as soon as you try to run and... You're like, man, that nigga look crazy.
This nigga trying to lay up.
You know what I'm saying? You start to, but, you know, I've always appreciated how he laid back with it and let everybody else, you know, make all the noise and do all the wild motions. And he kept it real cool. But the more famous they get, you know what I'm saying, the more personal the pictures become.
Well, yeah, more get, candid the
right,
photos
more
become.
Candid, and then you get to see, like, damn, look at her looking regular as fuck. Like me.
Like a regular ass nigga.
This nigga coolest nigga on earth.
That nigga just like you. A regular ass nigga doing laws. Looking real uncomfortable.
Hey, oh, man.
That's the funniest shit to see the cat. You see this superhero, the motherfucker, the man who's killing shit. This nigga look uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm uncomfortable, dog.
And you know.
It is it's real life.
It, you know what I'm saying? But that's why you don't see me out here dancing too much, man.
That's funny. You know what's so funny? Yo. Yeah, it's got to that point. We're gonna jump back to the whole shit. I seen shout out to Shiggy Show. You know Shiggy on Instagram. He's like an Instagram comedian cat, funny dude. Been on Instagram for a while. We've talked about him before. But one of the things that he's kind of known, he always be dancing, doing these crazy dances. So he just did a dance off of one of the Drake records, In My Feelings, right?
Right.
Which he did it.
He started it?
I believe he started it. So this is how I kind of started. Like and I'm going to tell the whole story. So he does a dance to the In My Feelings, right? He hashtags get In My Feelings, the Shiggy Dance Challenge, right? So then he does it. Then Odell Beckham Jr., does the dance too, which kicks it off viral, and then everybody's doing the shit. It becomes a challenge, right?
Ciara killed us.
I didn't see Ciara, but I'm not surprised. But two things. I said all that to say, when I first saw... Okay, so I said all that to say, all right, that was interesting. When I saw it, I was like, oh, damn. It's a dancing ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see some people try it and not be able to really perform it and pull it off.
Right.
There's a lot of cats, their movement was a little stiff.
Right.
I knew watching it, I was like, nah. If I even was to tape a video of me doing some of this shit, this would be for the private collection. This is not getting posted anywhere. But I saw that when I saw the shit popping off, because it was taking off crazy. I was like, I hated to be like, the cynical part of me was like, I hope this shit was organic. Because this is something that Shiggy would do anyway.
Right.
But he also been popping recently. He did like this whole Meek home video where he start like crying and shit. And Rihanna reposted the shit. The nigga went crazy. And so, he's on the radar for a bag. It could definitely be a listen.
Either or. It worked.
It worked for him. So shout out to that man. But
And In My Feelings has become a dance record.
Mm-hmm.
Went from just, you know, being on the album.
It was just one of the many records on. I didn't know nothing about that till I saw the show. I was like, okay. Then I saw, I'm like, now I can't not fucking.
Kiki.
Yeah. You're riding.
All right, who the fuck is Kiki?
You know what I mean? Whoever it is, Kiki, I need you to be by my side. But that motherfucker did 1 billion streams in a week.
That's what that double album was for.
Yeah.
It would have been 500 million at a single album.
Yeah, probably. Which still is impressive. 500 million.
I mean, you know, he always do the streams.
He go hard.
That's his game. Anyway. So I'm sure they calculated, okay, if you put 22.5 songs on there, you can hit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so back to the whole shit. So this is the thing. Hov for me, I'm 40, right? So Hov for me was like, that was the guy that, as long as he cool, we good. You know what I mean? We good. That's my guy. As long as that motherfucker's cool, relevant, that motherfucker, we good. We in the conversation.
No doubt.
And I always noticed it was very much protect Hov at all costs. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of that. A lot of, whoa, we'll take too much slander.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what has happened is a new generation.
Definitely a new generation.
Their regard is different. They look at that nigga as an old motherfucker. He's an old guy. He's a legacy act.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, to your point, like you said, just a be cool kind of, I'm not going to do a whole lot. I'm going to keep the movements real minimal.
Right, right. And orchestrated.
It's real cool. It's right. Cool. I'm not going to break a sweat. However, I'm going to go on tour with the motherfucking performanist.
Performing of all time.
Exactly. So by contrast, you almost going to look like you going in reverse.
Right. As we saw at the Beachella.
Right.
That started it.
But what I've been, it's funny. I remember this has been going on for at least a year or two that I started to see the slander towards Hov get a little bit more pronounced. You know what I mean? At first you're like, oh shit, damn. Motherfuckers is going crazy. Wow, it's just loose.
Yeah, he got the little target.
He got it.
But you know, and they don't move, and he's not in a position where they moving fast enough to combat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to keep the motherfuckers up, you gotta be dropping hot shit.
Or you gotta roll with the punches. Cause then that was my other thing. Like, I'm sure Ho funny. You hear people say, right. Oh, you funny motherfucker. But I don't know if he's known for a sense of humor. You know how like 50 known for a sense of humor, right. Cam known for a sense of humor. They'll mix it up. Drakers to take a joke. I never really see the Hov like mix it up.
He don't take no jokes, and he not playing with y'all.
Right.
I don't play with y'all, motherfuckers, man.
It's like somebody's father. It's like old man. I ain't got no time for this shit.
Because what we learned from the Ether scenario, mm-hmm. even before Ether, just in that battle with Nas,
right?
We learned. That whole, he is great when he's able to craft that shit, right. Curate it, orchestrate it,
right.
Put it out,
mm-hmm.
market that bitch,
right.
And let it ride.
Mm-hmm.
But when he off the cuff and it's, you know what I'm saying, it's coming real fast and life coming at you,
right.
And he, you know, you dipping and dodging,
right.
He not the best on his toes with the, you know, with the random life shit, you know right. what I mean? So, like, he probably...
That well, we know.
I'm saying just in
what we've seen.
In career, like, you know, in the public.
The history,
he probably, you know, in his life, he, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he probably laugh funny and, you know what I'm saying, take jokes with the best of them, fuck with his homies. But in that career shit, he played that shit so, you know, he so curated, so, you know, orchestrated that when that shit started coming fast, he not the same person as he is in his, you know what I'm saying, delivery.
Yeah. You don't look unruffled.
Like, so Jay, you know what I'm saying? Why'd you ski on the baby seat? My mama told me to apologize.
Sure. I went too far.
And then my favorite shit, he was on Charlie Rose when he made that American Gangster album.
Yeah.
And you know, he made it because he wanted to make it. Right. It wasn't involved with the movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he was just saying he was inspired by the character. He made this album. And so Charlie Rose was asking him how the album came about. So came up with this story that he was going to tell. So he's like, yeah, so I was driving up to my house. It was like 11 o'clock at night. It was late. And then, first of all, I'm like, you're a rapper. That's late. Jay-Z, 11:30 is late. that's my first thought. And then so
11:30.
So he's like, I pulled up to my house and my phone rang, and it's Puffy.
Okay.
And then and he was like, should I answer it or should I go in the house? And so I answered it. And he's like, yeah, I got these beats and I'm inspired. I got these crazy beats you need to hear. Mm-hmm. You should come down to the studio.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, and Puff never invites me to the studio late at night.
Right.
And then Charlie Rose was like, so Puff Daddy has never invited you to the studio late at night? And then Jay-Z said, mm-mm. Like a kid. Like, Sean, did you drink all this goddamn Kool-Aid? Mm-mm. With big red lips.
Hilarious.
Kool-Aid. I'm like, man.
He'll get this fabrication out of here.
Exactly. Like, he had the story set up, and then when Charlie Rose threw the curveball and
hit him with some Charlie Rose shit.
He didn't know how to react real good.
Right. Mm. That's interesting. He didn't stick to the script on that one.
Nah, he was like, mm-mm.
But anyway, man, it's just interesting to see that, man. It's just interesting to see Hov become human. Become, you know?
Become human.
Become human now.
I mean, shit, man. He up there, man. He ain't got to fight with y'all every day.
Nah.
Shit, he out there enjoying life.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
the jet ski.
There you go. Oh, shit, man. What else is good?
That's it, man. I'm, you know, we moving and shaking with the business and all that, doing a bunch of shit.
Uh-huh.
And then with that, though, comes the pain.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, them growing pains, man, that you don't expect. Like, you know, you think, yeah, we want to do a lot of shit. We want
right.
to do most shit.
Right.
Start doing most shit, then you... unexpected shit started to pop up.
What's unexpected?
It's just like, you know, seem like last three projects is like, you know, you moving big files and shit, and then, you know, like when you step up and get so like this last project we did, right? We shooting like 7K red footage and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's all cool and fine and shit,
mm-hmm.
but the storage on that bitch, you know, you got about a $500 drive just to store that shit, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's like every step you take is a lot of other steps
right.
that come with it. So now you got a $500 drive.
It's maintenance.
Then you
got to
buy, do the backups on mm-hmm. the bitch. So now you got $1,500 worth of just drives.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, dude. You're moving, you're trying to move like you normally move, which is cover the most ground you can in the shortest amount of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're moving big-ass files like that, you got to slow down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it's been instances where, you know, cards fail, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. lose footage, or the backups ain't backed up the way they're supposed to be. Because you're doing too much. You're doing way too much in a day. So now, you know what I'm saying, the organization of the files ain't right, and you lose some
Damn.
Stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's kind of like things you don't anticipate until they happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even just today, like, you know what I'm saying, a card failed with, like, critical-ass footage.
Shit.
Now you got to go back and try to figure out how to fix that shit, which is fine for me, but it's not always fine for everybody involved. You know what I mean?
So how now knowing that, like, what could have been avoided? You just stop using that card earlier, or
nah, you don't.
It's just part of the game. It's charged,
I mean,
to the game.
It's charged it to the game. It's like you know, you could try to fail safe that and, you know, record. You know, there's ways to record to external devices, but then that's another thing
right.
to back up and right. to save and more files. So that's double the files. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you know, it's just those things you don't anticipate that start hitting you, and then you gotta realize that that's part of the game. Like
yeah.
your first instinct is like, oh, you get mad.
It's
like
a setback.
You want to cuss somebody out. You want, you know what I'm saying? Then we ain't paying this motherfucker then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that ain't gonna get the footage back.
Mm-hmm.
All you could do is try to figure out your solution. So it's like, all right, what was on that particular card? All right, this. All right, shit. So now we gotta go back and replace that.
Right.
And then, you know, like, you got people on the team that'll be like, you know, damn, but we had this and we had that. Ooh.
Right. Can't even limit the
like,
past.
Like, shit, we ain't got that shit no more.
Yeah, don't worry
about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't even, hey, we just got to get back out there and do something different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the likelihood? How often does that, something like that happen?
I mean, that only has happened, a card failing has only happened one time
okay.
before. I've lost files on a drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Before.
Mm-hmm.
That has happened. So, you know, that's a backup game. But, you know, in transition and shooting, like, I haven't lost files as far as somebody dumping the wrong card and
right.
shit like that. But the bigger your crew get
right.
and the more you're doing, you adding bodies.
Right.
And then those bodies have specific things that they do.
Right.
And if one of those bodies, you know, short circuit or don't do it the way it's supposed to be done, then you take a L.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You try to eliminate that by, you know, to eliminate that, then you had to hire another body that specifically just handle
that
the files.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, so in this case, we had an AC, which is assistant camera,
mm-hmm.
who works with the guy, the DP who's carrying or the cinematographer who's carrying the camera. The AC, you know, when they're done shooting, they take care of the camera, make sure the setting's good, make sure the cars are, you know what I'm saying, loaded, the batteries are straight. But then there's another person whose job is totally just to take the cars and dump them.
Yeah, no, I've seen that person before, yeah.
But that's another body, now, right. You know what I'm saying?
So now another payment.
So the crew is just expanding, and then you expand your crew until you got all of those systems right. taken care of.
Right.
But you got to take your time. So now it's like you said, it's growing pains, and it's like, okay, damn, how do we do that within this particular framework and still make sure we getting it all done? 99% of the time, shit is fine, everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
But you moving, you doing more shit, the more chances of failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even when you feel like you are succeeding, there's still more chances to fail when you're doing more stuff.
Right.
But at a certain point, you got to just cut off the idea of that was a fail and get the project done.
It's just a lesson.
It's like, okay, that happened. They ain't like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get to the fucking finish line.
Let's keep going.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that we going through that, man. I'm going through that right now as we speak. Man. So you know, I'm feeling that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still excited because, you know, you could be not having no work and all your cars work and all your drives was, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, good. Just sitting there being not used.
You know what I'm saying? got space on them and shit. But to know that you're working and to know that the more you work, the more chances of shit like that happening,
mm-hmm.
you know, it in a way, it still feel good.
Yeah.
Especially when you could solve it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Good problem to have because it only come with work.
Right.
Let me ask
you don't want to have it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. speaking of work, did you hear about anybody seeing your joint down at Essence Festival?
I did. I don't know if they – it wasn't like – I didn't see nothing online, so I don't know if they told, you know,
because
it comes out in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
But I did hear a couple of people who were in it.
Okay.
People say, yeah, people reached out to them and said they saw it. Uh-huh. But I didn't see nothing out in the public.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the client responded and said the feedback was great, and uh-huh. they super excited. Shit, and that's what you do this shit for.
That's what's up.
Like me, you know, I make the product to make sure that we... I told somebody this shit today, man, in a meeting. I was like, man, you would think, you know, we make money from making videos and films and shit, but that ain't where I make my money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My competitive edge is my problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you got a problem. Like if you hiring a crew to make a video, you trying to accomplish something. And to me, that's the goal we need to hit. That's the solution we need to figure out, how to accomplish that goal with this particular thing with this particular budget. And the better I am at solving your problems, the better I am at, you know what I'm saying, the more chances of me getting money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's plenty of motherfuckers that shoot better video, better looking video, that's more technically advanced. You know what I mean? But I know how to get to the root of a problem. Mm. And that's where I make my money.
Did you see? I don't know what to follow up with that shit. I hear you solving problems out there. You know, that's good to shit.
They say, transition.
I feel like Drake. That's how Drake started first. All right. You see Power, man?
Yeah, I seen Power.
What you think, man?
There's a lot going on this week.
Is it though?
I mean,
they try to put a lot of shit. They try to put a couple storylines in effect.
Yeah, it's a lot of storylines going. Tate need to get his head knocked off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He moving too slippery.
Motherfucking Tommy done. This nigga is in a world of trouble.
Doing too much.
He got all kind of beef out there in the world on his head. And he got all kind of debt.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, you know what I'm saying, some of it was a little far-fetched. Like, you know what I'm saying? When they rolled up on him, like, oh, you still doing business with Ghost? Okay, he in it. And who are you? You in it too.
Right.
Like, you don't even know this motherfucking name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How he in it.
Exactly. Because we got these AKs. That's why he in it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? How you going to follow up on that?
Yo, what's up with your man? Your other man?
Where your man's at?
Yeah, well, we need to hear from him.
Like, come on, bro. So, You know what I'm saying? That was a bit out there. Tariq, you know what I'm saying? Stay being Tariq.
Yeah. What did he do anything?
No, he ain't do nothing stupid this week. He, you know, this is he on holiday with stupidness.
Yeah, it was all right. See, Proctor might get jammed up trying to do too much.
I mean, Proctor has been doing too much. Proctor is in the game.
Yeah.
Like shit. He still got that fucking laptop.
Yeah.
That Tommy told him to get rid of. He put that shit in a safe deposit or whatever. Mm. He got a lot of, all of them got a lot of little open.
Even homie that was turning against Proctor.
Who?
Hamilton that's fucking with Tasha.
Oh, yeah. What about him?
He got, the motherfucker turned on Proctor.
Uh-huh.
And he's about to fuck Tasha. He dirty anyway, too.
About to. He done fuck Tasha.
Did times. He?
Yeah.
I missed that shit.
Yeah, they stopped it because he was like, I can only be your attorney or your lover, not both. She was like, take this attorney fee, man. Come on with it.
Hilarious. I didn't realize they jumped over.
Oh yeah, yeah, they jumped. Yeah, but he ain't really got much. You know what I'm saying? He pretty kept it clean other than fucking Tasha.
It was. I mean, that's
a big one, but it's not absolutely. It's not legal per se.
But
per
it
se.
Is. Well, what they were saying is there anything he asked? Was there any reason that you would be too closely connected to the case? Man, that's as close as it get, boy. you in there? Yeah, yeah. You in the case?
Yeah,
exactly.
So yeah, Proctor all the way in. I ain't understand the shit. Like when they saw the Italian kid, right?
Yeah.
And they went to the Italian kid, he was in there dying and shit.
Yeah.
It was like, it was no urgency on their behalf of.
What did you expect? You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, we be right back. I know you got stabbed in the side.
It's like,
bleeding.
Shot. We'll be right back with the doctor.
We got the doctor.
Why y'all ain't call the doctor? Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, stay alive. We'll be right back. Stay cool.
Like, there was no urgency in that matter. You know, Tommy wanted to kill him anyway. But it seemed like the other cat would have been like, you know, at least give him a bottle of water, something, a new bandage.
Something to make, at least to make
aspirin.
Or then you can make him feel like we wanted him alive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but
we'll be back with the doctor.
Yeah, soon, one day.
One day, maybe.
You might be dead, but he'll be back. Yeah, man, that shit was crazy. He touched Tommy up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what he was supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's some OG. That's some OG shit. I'm going to black your eye.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to hold you down, but hold on. All right, y'all take it easy. We'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens with this shit, dog.
Yeah, they trying to keep a lot of drama going, which is, I guess, what a show's supposed to do.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's that.
We doing the tour with Effin.
So over.
It starts Thursday in Atlanta.
Okay.
And so the
this Thursday coming
this
up?
This Thursday.
Okay.
So the event is Thursday and Friday with Effin Vodka, and they're rebuilding the Truth nightclub.
Oh.
And taking that city to city.
That's fire.
I didn't even know what the fuck that was. I didn't know what the tour was. I just know that we signed the thing, we was going.
Yeah.
But the shit is they're turning Truth into a real club and that's taking hard. It city to city.
That's hard.
So I've seen like pictures of the setup. That shit is official.
Yeah. Are the people, some of the people from Power going to be hosting?
Yeah, 50 going to be there Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. But
well, there it is.
50 will be at some of them, and then Dre will be at some of them.
Okay, that's ill. That's dope.
So I guess Dre will be out there like he running the club and shit.
There you go. Old pop up.
So I'm not sure if any of the other ones going to add on as the tour goes on, but I'm excited.
Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
I want to see how people react inside of Truth,
right?
In real life, Truth,
right.
Especially in like in Atlanta, like that's a club
city.
It's
gonna be frontin'. It's gonna be all over Instagram. That's gonna be a move. That's a nice move.
Yeah, so that's gonna be dope. I'm excited about that.
Man, that's cool, man. Shit, that's something to celebrate. Look at you getting to celebrate in life.
But then again, that still works.
Well, you know, fuck it. You gotta take it how you get it.
No doubt, no
anyway,
doubt.
Shit, man. I think it might be transformation time. Unless you got something else. I mean, what else you want to talk about, man? What else is going on, man?
I mean, it's hard to talk after you done transformed.
Nah, we didn't. We didn't all the way. We ain't all the way, dude. Shit. Nigga, I'm looking at Donnell Rollins doing his In My Feelings challenge. He foul. Looking stupid.
You ain't going to do yours?
Nah, I think it's too late now. It's too late at this point. You know what I mean? Mm. I done seen a couple of them.
Yeah. Nah. I got it. My shit got to be like Snoop.
Snoop did one?
Nah. He ain't do one, but just, you know what I'm saying? Snoop don't do a lot.
Right.
He do enough to let you know he happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious. Right.
Yeah, he ain't so reserved and like Jay.
Right.
He
right,
do
right.
enough to let you know. Ha ha.
He's enjoying life still.
I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I'm still, yeah.
You know, I'm going to play these oldies and do this little 1-2.
Internet work.
Snoop was already like an old man when he was young.
Okay.
So I think I'm more in that lane.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Young OGs.
Yeah, the young OG just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you really get old, then you be like, oh shit, you done mastered that shit.
Because
you can't take youth with you forever.
That's true. You take oldness with you to the grave.
You know how some people, they didn't come out until they was like at a certain point, but they was already grown, but they wasn't old.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They look like a certain age already.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
saying? So it's like you look at some people and they like 40 for like 40 years and yeah. shit. Then all of a sudden they old.
Seven.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like damn.
Then they 60.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like that motherfucker looked the same for about 30 years.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them mugs like that.
That's funny.
But I guess you done, yeah, man.
When I made the transformation, I
the momentum.
I fucked the whole shit up. I killed whatever topic was on the tarmac.
On the horizon.
That shit was like, boom, sorry. Nah, I ain't know. I thought you had, I ain't know if you had anything else.
We could always talk. I ain't shit, know. I ain't never scared of talking. This is a conversation.
How about that?
It's a conversation. We not, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's up, man? We got a couple
locked
more
minutes. Locked in by, you know, what's on
parameters.
Parameters and things.
Yeah, I got to go to a dinner after this.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of
what kind of shit? What kind of dinner?
Friend of mine's is in town. I'm and his wife are in town, so we're going to go have a good little Mexican dinner.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think some other people, so we're going to do a little Mexican situation. Should be chill. Hopefully the spot is, you know.
You didn't choose the spot?
I didn't choose the spot. I'm just here.
I'm just showing up.
Just enjoying myself.
You going to critique the spot?
I mean.
Or you going to eat?
I'm going to eat. I'm enjoying it. It's about the company. I don't always critique everything.
The company.
It's about the people, man. It's always about the people.
No doubt. No. How, when the last time you seen your friend?
It's been a couple months. A few months. About maybe no more than a year.
No doubt.
If that. Yeah. So it'd be cool, man.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So doing that in a little bit. But until then, we having a conversation. Shit. We enjoying ourselves. We talking.
Yeah, man. I'm at the crib, man.
Yeah.
Summertime with the kids and shit. My son that's about to go to college and shit. I'm trying to, you know, inspire him and motivate him.
Yeah.
But, you know, without isolating him. You know, now I'm grown and shit for real.
Uh-huh.
Where you look at your kid and they just be laying on the couch.
Yeah.
And be like, you go and do a bunch of work. Your shit right. be sweating, losing files and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah,
and come
yeah.
back, the motherfucker still laying on the
chilling.
Couch. Chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you see him there in the refrigerator and shit.
Like, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
feel like this is an assault on my whole existence.
Come on, man. You got to do something.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out how to push that along without it being like a beef. Because it ain't a beef.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more of like, come on, man, you got to show some initiative around here, man. If you want it out here, you got to go get it.
Yeah.
But then it's that, I just graduated. I'm about to go to college. It's the anticipation
right.
of the next big thing.
Right.
And nothing in between is going to match it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't replicate going right. to college.
Yeah.
Your freshman year, first time.
Yeah.
So until then, it's this lull of,
just wait and get your mind right.
Right.
Yeah.
Waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a EP.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you're working on an EP.
Well, that's what's up.
No doubt.
That's what's up.
No
if
doubt,
it's, yeah. We should.
You know what I'm saying? But then you, nah. Then you then you turn into a parent and shit.
Like, that ain't no work, boy.
You know, fucking shit. You do that in your spare time. You know what I'm saying? Shit, ask me the studio money.
Shit.
But it's work if it work. If right. you're going to work.
If he all in.
Yeah, but you got to work. You got to get all in. And laying on the couch, ain't going to get it.
You got to play that. You got to get up, get out, and get something. You got to play that shit like just order some real overt, but not.
Yeah, because I understand. I understand the whole shit. I was that.
Everybody been there.
I was there. You know what I'm saying? I had a pops that was on my ass about that shit and didn't understand and didn't care to understand none of that shit. I understand it. I'm just trying to figure out how to do that shit. And, you know, you want everybody want their kid to have that that initiative and self-start and go ahead out there and get it. Because you looking at, damn, if I had to do it again, I would do it like bum, bam, bum.
Right. When the last time, or have you ever taken him on a job with you? Mm-hmm. When the last time you did that?
Shit, a couple months.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you know.
How's that typically go?
No, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? He good. Like, when you give him a task, he'll do it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if I wished I had took him on this shoot with Adidas the other day.
Yeah.
Wow. Because it was like a panel. It was like, it was Aristotle, an artist.
Oh, okay.
Aristotle is a director.
Okay.
I had met him before.
Uh-huh.
And then I forget the artist's name. And then the dude who does... the Bounce Brunch in Harlem.
Okay.
So they were on the panel talking about, you know, and there was some good questions that led to, like, damn, I should have had him here.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? But I didn't really know, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really.
What shit was going to be.
I knew what, I mean, it was in my email, but you know what I'm saying? That, like, shit like that don't really matter to me
because
I'm going to get there. As long as I know what we doing,
right?
Then it don't really, like, the content of it don't matter. So I didn't pay as much attention as I should have. Cause he should have been there.
Where was it at?
At the Soho Adidas Original store.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was cool, man. They was talking some good shit, and Aristotle had a lot of good shit going on. The other artist has, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was a lot of good, solid information.
Who's the artist that he look up to? Like, who's the one that's, like, inspired him? And then who's the guy that's, like, to him is that motherfucker?
I don't know. I would have to ask him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know he don't overtly fuck with Drake, but he fuck with Drake.
Right.
Like he don't
it's like most people.
Like he don't wear it on his chest like this shit. I'm a Drake fan. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? He fucks with him. Like that was his first rapper. Like when Drake first came out.
Uh-huh.
Like the first time I seen him fuck with rap, it was Drake.
Okay.
And then, you know what I'm saying, I had the cool points of having taken Drake to Boys and Girls.
Right.
So, like, yeah, we just took Drake to Boys and Girls. So.
That's hard. Yeah.
He you know, that was his first rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but he do all of, you know what I'm saying, he do all that shit. ASAP, I know he look up to them cats, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. But he fucks with all them old, you know. Underground, XXXTentacion's, mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was depressed one day, like, you know, when after you he right? died, I'm like, you all right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Saw him post some shit on Instagram, like, let me check in, you know what I'm saying? Because when Tupac died, I discounted, you know what I'm saying, people's emotion right. with their rappers and shit.
Oh, man, niggas took that hard.
Because I was getting my hair braided. When Tupac died. When Tupac died, you know what I'm saying?
And when you got the news.
And the girl who was braiding my hair, and I wasn't getting like, I was getting some other shit that took a minute to do.
Oh, man.
And so the girl who was doing my hair, I used to talk to her.
Uh-huh.
But we ain't talk no more.
Right.
But she was doing my hair. And all her friends was around and shit. And then the news that Tupac died.
Right.
Came through, and they all broke down crying. I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Right.
I ain't never get to meet him. Like, what the fuck?
Mm.
Can I get my hair done and shit?
Listen,
that shit took 8 hours to get my shit done. Fuck around with Tupac morning. And you know what I'm saying? At the time, I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Tears getting all in the grease.
You know what I'm saying? Then Biggie died.
Yeah.
And then people had the same. I'm like, oh, shit.
Nigga,
people really, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a real thing.
When Biggie died, nigga, I was depressed. I was fucked up. But it was so funny. My brother-in-law hit me. My brother-in-law is kind of like how you are with your son. He was at work. I was home from, because it happened during spring break. I was in college and shit. I'm home and chilling. And I guess he got shot earlier that, I mean, later, you know, that last night. Right. So the shit came out. This is before.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, this is before the internet was popping, all of this type of shit. And I might have been asleep. It wasn't like crazy late. It might have been like 9:30, 10 o'clock. But my brother-in-law called
to work. But the Biggie news hit early. Because no, I was asleep. I was sleeping. My cousin woke me up. Yeah, okay. It was early.
I was woken up, but my brother-in-law be going to work at like 3 in the morning. So he got that I go to work at 3 in the morning type of energy.
Right.
He's like, hey, your man Biggie died. Listen, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, huh? Yeah, they shot him. I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm like, damn. I just sat through the phones. I was just sitting there just dealing with that shit for the whole day by myself. Like, damn. Fuck this nigga Big Dad. That shit, that fucked me up, dog. Right. I ain't gonna lie, man. It was a sad one, man. It was a sad one. I turned on the radio, listened to New York City Grieve. It was good to be there with the, you know, I think Angie and everybody. They were talking about people calling in.
Right.
It was a moment, bro.
It was definitely a moment. I watched it, but it really didn't, that concept didn't really kick in until Gerald Levert died.
Not for me.
Oh. Not for me. But my cousin was a lifelong Gerald Levert fan.
Really?
Like, she loved Gerald Levert. Okay. Like, that's her dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When we had Gerald Levert on that little tour, she was there. You know what I'm saying? Front and center. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
She get a teddy bear? He used to throw out the teddy bears.
Yeah, sure. Whatever the fuck. She was there for it.
Hilarious.
And so I knew her, you know what I'm saying? I knew how she felt about that dude. Like, even in his life. Not just in his death. In his life, I knew how she felt.
Right.
And when he died,
it was tough.
I was like, damn, now I gotta call her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like having to call her made me really understand, like, damn, people really have these feelings, you know what I'm saying? About people that they don't know, but they know, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That affect their life, but in a way that's not necessarily you're there, somebody they know, you know what I'm saying? That let me know that life is a lot bigger than just, you know what I'm saying? Your real situation. It's your total experience and how you feel about all this shit.
Yeah. That shit's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, whoever you identify with. But
and whoever, you know what I'm saying, sparked, you know what I'm saying, inspiration in you, who pushed you along, who helped form your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then shit. The bigger the person, sometimes it's so I remember when Comedy Now got premiered, Prince died, and I'm out doing press, and Prince died. And niggas don't really want to hear about all this other shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, we got through it, but it was like, you know, it was niggas not want to hear about no other shit but Prince.
Yeah, nigga, that's a hard day.
Yeah, man. Woo-wee! Anyway. Right. Shit, man.
We might as well transform and roll out.
We might as well. I mean, you know what?
Yeah. Beat them to it this time.
Exactly. Tell the people where you're going to be at, man.
Man, I'm going to be... I'm going to be in L.A.
Oh.
Thursday.
All
right. And be in Atlanta on Friday.
Okay.
And then, shit, man. I'm going to be on the West Coast next week, too. So I'm not in studio next week.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I can definitely be on the phone.
Right, I can figure something out.
Yeah, so.
Make something happen.
Yeah, so I'll be on the West Coast. And then, shit, that's what it is.
That's what's up. Well, shit, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be on the east side of things, New York. I'm going to be on True TV tonight, Comedy Knockout, 11 p.m., True TV. I'll also be at The Stand this Saturday. They're doing a Stand pop-up. Until The Stand comes back, it'll be at Slate on 21st Street, so check that out. And then I'll be at Stand Up New York on Sunday the 15th, so check that out. The Stand is the 8 o'clock show. The Stand Up New York is also the 8 o'clock show, so check it out. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.